Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show, the podcast that lives.
Yes.
It lives. All right, you can reach out to us, bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also, 402-915-0962. And don't forget to rate, review, follow, especially on Apple Podcasts. It helps us out a lot. Just go ahead and do that if you could. And just subscribe and follow. Again, like I said, and then we'll get there. We got merch, by the way. And we also have a contest coming up starting on Monday. All right. So here's the gig. Whiskey Fest is going to be going down on October 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now they have tickets. You can get tickets, but they also have these things called VIP tickets, which are the greatest tickets. And if you like whiskey, this is an event you need to get to because it sells out, you know, and tickets are hard to get, especially these VIPs. Well, we have VIP tickets we're going to be giving away for the remainder of September. Three, four pairs of tickets. We'll hook you up, but we'll fill you in on how we're going to do that. On Monday, of course. So make sure you check out the podcast and spread the word, and we'll throw
it's
some stuff on
social. It's a fun event. I mean, people that go like look forward to it every year.
Yes.
And with the VIP, there's like private stuff. I mean, it's pretty like, and that's the thing. You and I are not big whiskey drinkers, but it's still like a really fun event to go to because you learn so much and you realize that like there's something in, there's a whiskey out there for everyone.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's a whiskey out there for us as well. I mean, I just haven't been introduced to it quite yet. So
I keep trying.
Maybe this is the time that I switch up a tiny bit.
Is this the sip that's going to turn me over? I should probably try another sip. I should probably try another brand, another bottle.
For sure. But we're going to be you're going to be winning starting next week. So make sure you tune in. And it's when I mentioned merch as well, we have a Husker game. So we have a Husker shirt out there on our merch. Just go to bigpartyshow.com. You got everything there. You can get a newsletter, sign up to be a party crasher and all that stuff. And we'll take extra care of you guys because if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be around. But how you support your show is by merch and we got plenty of it. So there you go.
Yeah, check out the website. It's Bythewood Creative that created our website. They also work with Omaha Whiskey Fest. So
yes.
That's the other one of their big clients. So if you want to check out more, you want to have some slick agency work done without the slick agency prices, Bythewood Creative's been around since 2015, and they're there to help you with your branding, marketing. You want to do photography, websites, they got you covered. Go to bythewoodcreative.com.
All right, there you go. All right, so we tend to motivate before each show, sometimes at the end. Today we got Fun Factory going on a little bit later, but we have a little something for everybody when it comes to motivation, whether it's, cats talking to motivate kids, whatever, whatever the case is. But there are those people that do not like to be motivated. They hate. It's not that they don't like to be motivated. They hate those motivational videos.
Right.
Right.
Doesn't speak to them.
When I say there's something for everyone, I truly mean it. Okay. So this is how it's all going to start today. Okay.
Demotivational quotes. Don't cry because it's over. Cry because you are poor.
True.
On a long enough timeline, the survival rate for everyone drops to zero.
Oh my God.
Don't worry about this failure. There's a lot more to come.
Amen.
Absolutely nobody cares other than your mother, and it's her job to fake it.
True.
Smile every day as a daily reminder that your life is still a joke.
I like that one. Mom, why are you smiling? Life is such a joke. And if I live long enough, I'll die.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm pretending to care about you.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. There's that demotivational videos with people who don't like motivational videos. There's something for everybody on this Big Party Show. So there you go. I hope you
go into the weekend feeling really, really bad about yourself. You're like, you know what? I'm not going to wait till Whiskey Fest to get my whiskey on. I'm going to start today.
Absolutely. All right. So there you go. I feel like I need to back that up with motivation, but I'm going to do that at the end of the show. What'll happen is that during this this podcast, you'll laugh your way through some part and you laugh your way through maybe zero parts.
So or just tears.
Just
tears running down your face.
We got an email. This is from Cindy that sent this out through bpscrasher@gmail.com.
The person who sent you this wants to let you know that if you've been really down in the dumps lately, or sad, or unmotivated, well, it's not depression. It's probably ALOEC, a lack of enough cats.
True. Oh, God. I got to send that to Peter. We got to get more cats around this house. I got a cat on my shirt.
Oh, there you go. Have you ever thought of getting
it's a Mexican wrestling cat?
Oh, where'd you get a Mexican? Oh, he's got a mask on. Oh, mm-hmm. People check that out. Wow.
Oh,
very
yeah.
Nice.
It's this amazing Mexican restaurant in Chicago. They've got the best gear.
Do
so
they really?
So much fun stuff. Oh, yeah. So much fun stuff. I have like three of their things. I saw this and I was like, do you guys sell sweatshirts? They're like, we do. I'm like, I'm buying one before I leave today. And I bought that and I bought a T-shirt. It's seriously like these people are like, this woman is crazy. I was like, anything. Sell me more of your crazy cat merch.
Anything with cats, right?
No, I so love
there
it.
There you go.
Look at that.
I did notice one thing. Like, if you want to watch as well, you can hit up the YouTube channel also. But I'm just going to describe the back of Molly's wall. I did notice because she has pictures up there, and Murray won Employee of the Month for the month of August, correct?
I thought it was July. It was during our live show that you presented Murray.
Oh, that's right. Who won?
Your dog.
That's right. Tequila. Don't call her a dog.
She is. Murray's a cat.
But we refer to them as fur babies. And I did notice that the plaque that Employee of the Month is no longer on the back of your wall.
It is. It's just out of shot now. I moved around my camera. It's still there. It's still up there. See, you can.
Well, I feel like that you're. Oh, it's way too far up there, Molly.
Yeah, I know. I got to bring it down.
You need everybody watching to see.
Do you want me to move it down right now? Do you want me to take it and just I can do that. It was not meant to be out of shot.
No. Okay. All right. It's just a big empty space back there. And I'm like, what happened to Murray's employee?
Oh,
of the
he still
class,
has his accolades.
Know?
Don't worry. Okay. He looks at it every day. Reminds us all.
Yeah, I saw that nobody won the lottery again.
I know.
The drawing is happening again. It's like at $1.7 or $8 billion. How insane is that amount of money?
I'm so glad because Peter went. Okay, so we live in Chicago, and he's like, hey, did you go to the store today? I was like, no. He's like, all right, I'm going to have to stop by the liquor store, pick up something on my way home. And it's also where he gets lottery tickets.
He gets it at a liquor store. Oh, that's awesome.
It's like the same thing. You know, it's like a convenience store type of thing. And he comes home. I was like, where are they? He's like, the machine was broken. I was like, what?
Oh, you get it through a machine.
Well, he went up to the counter. No, but he went up to the counter and like whatever guy, you know, you give him your numbers, that machine.
It was broke?
Yeah. And so I was like, well, you know, this is going to be the time that we win that like it would. And so I was glad when no one won. I was like, great. Get back to that liquor store and you go buy us more of those things.
You know, it's funny because people keep winning like $1 million prizes also.
Which I'll take it
out of this. Oh, I will take it in a heartbeat. Yeah, so that's going on as well. I've been trying to manifest it. So normally when I buy a ticket, I would put it up in the visor, of the truck, right? But then the other day, I feel like I've been manifesting so many different things. Like I recently sold a house. I have my real estate license, right? And it's a very hard market right now. And it was tough. But what I did is I took the for sale sign that you would be, I took the sold insert that you would put in your yard sign. And I took that and put it in the back of the truck and said, you know what? I'm going to use this here in a couple of days. Next thing you know, a couple of days later, I sold it. I'm like, I manifested that.
Really?
Yeah, I manifested that. By the way, if you guys need to sell a house, let me know. So
I'm manifested for you too. I'm manifesting right now. Hire me.
Please hire me.
Please.
So I figured I'm going to try to manifest a win. How am I going to do it? So I brought it inside.
Okay.
And set it on a table, but that's not good enough.
What are you going to do then?
Good enough. Maybe I should buy something super expensive that I can't have, that I don't have any money for.
Isn't that just basically groceries at this point for you and I? Filling up the car with gas.
Yeah.
I'm feeling pretty rich today. We're not going to stop at $20. We're going to fill up the whole tank.
No, I need to figure out a way of manifesting. I think everybody wants to. What would you do? I think if I won, I'd give away a bunch of money right here on this podcast.
That'd be a really fun way to do it.
$1.7 billion. Of course, I'd have to take the cash, but that's what I would do. That's manifesting a win.
I mean,
I'd be the only one. I mean, yeah, that would be an easy thing to do. I just think that for one person to win the lottery is. It's not fair.
It's too much money for one person to win at one time. That's what I mean. Like, if you have your whole life that you're accumulating, and that's what they always say about these people that win the lottery.
Yeah.
That it's like this kind of, if you don't come into it and say, I'm still going to live my normal life. If you come into it like this is changing everything, that really screws with your head. The fact that like, you wake up one day and all of a sudden everything about you is different.
Yeah.
So I think that if you treated it like, okay, now I don't have to worry. Like now I can do things that I wanted to do before. Like you and I talked about, like traveling, you know, like now I can finally take the trips that I wanted to take without like blowing up my whole life.
And you could take Murray and your animals with, because that's one thing that stops us a lot of times from where we want to go and how long we want to go is because of the girls, the dogs, the fur babies. Yes. But now with that much money, I could, you know, I could buy a private plane or something, you know, I could
depending on where you're going, countries have quarantines.
That just said, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't go to a country that basically what I want to do is I want to take Tequila and Remy, the doodles, to a beach.
Oh yeah.
Why don't I want them to see the ocean, and I want them to play around on the beach.
Why don't you do a road trip to Florida?
Well, it takes time, and fortunately now that's all I have is time. And that's what
like
I told
Lonnie. Like sands on a beach, just time.
I just want to see them run around on a beach.
They'd love it.
And play in the water.
Take them to a lake? They wouldn't know any difference.
I wouldn't want to take them to a lake. I'm afraid of those weird, you know, they have this. I don't want to say these lakes around here have flesh eating stuff, but they have weird, sometimes algae that can kill a dog. It can kill anyone if you drink it, you know, and that happens. So I don't want to risk that. Where the ocean, that's a little bit different. And plus it's more majestic and more vacation-y and fun.
They're dogs. They will have no idea. They don't have like the vision to like see.
It's not about that. It's Molly. It's not about that. It's about me being able to see them. I know they don't know.
I want it for myself.
Yes. I want it 100% for myself. So anyway,
manifest that.
I did say something to the Sweet Wedding. I'm like, hey, you know what? We can do this podcast from anywhere. You know, maybe we could just make that happen here shortly.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about her getting vacation. I know it's going into crazy time for her. So it's like finding that sweet spot.
If you won the lottery, how long before you're on a reality show called Where Did It All Go Wrong?
How am I not on that now? I'm going to get to win the lottery to wait.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I would hope it would take a bit. I would hope that I wouldn't completely lose my mind.
Where did it all go wrong?
Where did it all go wrong? How sad that you win all that money and then that's the thing that ruins your life. Like, God, that's just awful. You see those, you do see those, like,
all the time,
you know, hazard, those tales of like, oh, and then they had everything. And next thing you know, they're buying hot pink jet skis and it's gone.
I knew one guy who he played the lottery and he was with a girl. He had a girlfriend at the time and he took the lottery ticket into like Baker's or something to check it, you know. And now this is some time ago. Anyway, the lady goes, you need to probably go somewhere else and do this because it looks like you won. But what he ended up winning was $100,000, right?
Okay.
And it's a couple. And I'm like, oh, God. And he was young. And I was like, well, what did you do with that? And he said that they blew it all like within a year because they bought a bunch of cars and this and that, just things that, you know, have no value. And they just went crazy and blew $100,000 like that. Can you believe that? So you hear about it all the time. I mean, people are losing all their millions of dollars because a lot of they say it's because of family, too, because they take their family wants everything. Now, so that which this is a good question, is that because who in your family would you ghost?
My ghost?
Never talk to again.
Peter first, obviously, the children.
Would you share it with your you have a large family. You'd have to figure that out.
Yeah, that would definitely take. I mean, my sister, absolutely.
Yes, for sure.
Full stop. Like for my sister, no question whatsoever. My nephew, I mean, that I would set up a trust. There would be that for them and the kids, obviously. After that, you kind of got to like, you got to be careful because, I mean, I, you know.
I'm, first of all, everyone's going to expect, not expect, but in the back of their mind go, you know what? Molly has all this money. Why doesn't she spit some? Like the gifts are going to be nicer and all the other things, but you got to put it on a limit. Like you can't hand out a bunch of money and just go and leave it at that. Just say, this is all you get.
What would you do? Because Wylene's got a big family and she's got a lot of brothers and sisters like first round. I've got cousins and aunts and uncles, but I only have one sister. So, I mean, if I wanted to say like, hey, I'm just doing immediate family, like that's just one.
Yeah.
But you got
that's
some
different.
You got some deep cuts.
Well, it depends because if I can say that I won it and Wylene didn't, I'd give it to.
My life go wrong when I told my wife I won it? She didn't. Things changed after that. Stuff was different.
Stuff was a little different.
I mean, part of it was the fact that she moved out and sued me for all the money I just won. She's like, okay, let's see how much of this is yours.
What would be the first thing you bought that you would instantly regret?
Oh, that I would instantly regret?
Yeah. What's the first thing you would buy? If we'll just say if you won $1 million.
Okay.
1.7 billion is like, there's going to be a lot of regret there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've got plenty. You're like, I guess that's a regret, but moving on. I mean, you can afford a lot of regrets on 1.7 billion. You're like, I'm still figuring it out.
Absolutely. You can. Yeah. So what would it be?
Probably. I mean, the dumb thing to buy, like you said, would be
automobiles.
A car.
Yeah. That's stupid. Yeah. Don't do that.
It would be like buying a stupid car. Where the minute you get, oh, I see we're cracking the bottle early today.
Yes, ma'am. It's Friday.
It is Friday. Yay. The car would be the dumb thing.
Okay.
Something. How about you? What do you think would be the one thing that you would buy and immediately regret? If I bought dogs?
$1 million? No, I wouldn't buy anything for the dogs. I would probably buy a boat.
Oh.
And I would immediately regret that. I've been trying to get a boat for ever since I met the sweet Wylene and she's refuses.
Well, there's a saying
that would probably get me in trouble actually, but anyway,
there's a saying about boat owners.
Yeah, I know.
There are only 2 days in which you're happy you own a boat, the day that you buy it and the day that you sell it.
You sell it. Yeah. Yeah.
Peter got lured in. His friend's like, hey, you want to go out on the boat with me? Peter's like, absolutely. That sounds fantastic. He's like, great, because I've got to take it over to this place and to take it out of the water.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
To take it out of the water for the season. Peter's like, oh. What?
Oh. Sure.
He's like, yeah, so I got to get it out of the slip and then we'll go out because I've got to sail it over. I've got to take it over to where they take it out and store it. And then, okay, we'll drive we'll drive home from there.
Did he go?
He'd already said yes.
Oh, okay.
His friend asked him if he wanted to go on the boat. He's like, yeah. Are you kidding me? He's like, you free Saturday? He's like, heck yeah, I'm free. Let's do this boat thing all day. He's like, great. We need to take the boat to have it stored for the season. Peter's like, there you go. What?
Yeah, so the boat would be the thing. All right, we got to get to facts, just the facts.
Oh, no. Terrified.
Come on. Don't be terrified. It's a good thing. It's just the facts.
Poop is made up of 75% water. The other 25% is dead bacteria, cholesterol, undigestible food, and negative thoughts about your ex.
Wow. There you go.
Oh. Cholesterol?
I know that I'm floored by that as well. I never knew that.
I get undigested food. I mean, it's waste. But
yeah,
cholesterol. You're like, wow.
Makes you think a little bit. Cholesterol, 75% water. And yeah, that makes sense because people who are dehydrated, it changes the texture. I guess you would say.
We're not going to break this down. We're not doctors.
Now, the X thing is very, very true.
Wow. Exactly. You're like, it's been a bit for me in an X.
Yeah.
And yet I still.
It's made up of 75% water. The other 25% is dead bacteria, cholesterol, undigestible food, and negative thoughts about your X.
That's a poop
get fact. That out of your system. Those negative thoughts.
That's a poop fact.
Poop fact. I swear our phones
That's
listen.
A poop fact. Yeah, why? Why?
Well, okay, so two things have happened recently where I know my phones listen.
Okay.
So I was out to drinks with a girlfriend, and she was telling me about this thing called a weighted vest, which apparently women of a certain age start wearing it, right? Like, and I'd never heard of it. And so she's like, yeah, my sister-in-law goes out on walks with this weighted vest. And I was like, what's a weighted vest? And she's like, oh, it's this harness that you put on. It's supposed to help with osteoporosis, like as you get older.
It's to like, build muscle and stuff, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's supposed to help with like your skeletal frame and all of this stuff. So I'd never heard of it. I have never Googled it. I have never done anything. We were literally talking at a bar. I had my phone on the bar.
Okay.
I keep getting all sorts of reels and alerts and stuff like this that include this walking vest, this weighted vest. And I'm like, I've never looked up weighted vest. I didn't even know what weighted vest was until about 4 days ago. And now it's everywhere.
Okay.
I go so on my phone.
Your phone's listening. For sure. It has
I
to
mean,
be.
I was like, this is so spooky. Because it'd be one thing if I was like, you know what? I better Google that. Like after talking to her. But I didn't. We had a conversation. We moved on. We talked about something else. And now it's like I can't even Instagram. Like I'm on there and they're like, oh, here I am out with my weighted vest. Like ads.
Okay.
All sorts of ads for weighted vests.
Are you going to buy?
No, I don't need one.
Come on. It fights off, what'd you say?
Osteoporosis.
Yeah.
My daughter's like, what's that? Can I get that? And I'm like, it's when you get older and your bones get frail. I don't even know what really it is. It's like commercials for it.
I've seen other people walk. It's the thing. People are wearing it for workout, not even just old people. It's just, it builds muscle and stuff like that.
Yeah. It seems like it.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Like the idea of if you wanted to add some sort of, you know, some sort of push to your walk. Uh-huh.
It's like they used to, well, they still do. They have those leg weights.
People
ankle weights.
Those, the ankle weights and the wrist weights. You're like,
I don't know what that does, but apparently
Denise,
it does
see that go.
Denise. How many drinks you got going on today?
I only have two.
You just only have two.
Only two. I'm a total drink gremlin. I usually have three during the show. I usually have sparkling water, coffee, and regular water.
Well, this explains it all then. Wow.
Goblin needs her beverages to make her brain run. A beverage goblin needs at least three drinks at a time. She needs them while she's working for her body and mind.
Yeah.
One to hydrate, one to energize, and one just for fun.
Uh-huh.
A beverage goblin needs her beverages to make her brain run. A beverage goblin needs at least three drinks at a time.
One more time.
She needs them while she's
working
for her body and mind. One to hydrate, one to energize, and one just for fun.
I put the one for fun away.
Needs her beverages to make her brain run.
There you go. That's the beverage goblin. Wyleen was just asking me about that. She goes, what does Molly call those? Because Wyleen always has so much in her. She's got water. She's got this. She's got that.
Right.
At all times. I mean, there's not even enough room in the Forerunner for anything I'm bringing because single cup holder is taken.
Way. Yeah. It's like, do you have to have every cup holder? Because I would keep in mind that I've got one cup holder that holds all like my beach treasures. And all sorts of
treasures.
Stuff. So like there's stuff that's just in the car. And then I have other stuff in the car. Like I've got a pair of scissors, a piece of evergreen.
Okay.
You know, just chilling out in the, I mean, it's.
Do you have silverware? Anything like that?
No.
You gotta have napkins.
I have napkins in the in-between, you know, the armrest console
yeah.
type of thing. I've got stuff like that in there. But no, we've got four drink holders, and I would say two of them are always occupied with just my crap.
Okay. All right.
And then the other two are open, and I usually use those two for my drinks.
Okay. See, I've stepped it up in the napkin department. So what I bring in my car, in my truck, is a towel.
A towel?
Yeah, a little towel.
You've moved to, needing a towel?
Yeah, so then I can reuse it if I need to. And then I don't like plastic forks, and if I ever need a fork, then I'm stuck with a plastic fork. So I also have regular metal silverware.
What are you eating? Well. Prime rib in your car? What do you need actual silverware for?
Just in case I need it. This is all just in case. I also have a can opener because you never know. So, yeah, I have those three things.
You are alone.
Message alone. Us. I cannot be alone on that. BPScrasher@gmail.com.
I know I'm alone for having scissors. Peter's like, why are there scissors in the car? I was like, sometimes you need them. Sometimes you do. And I have had two instances where somebody was in the car and they're like, oh, man, I wish I had a pair of scissors. I got to cut this string off of my whatever. And I'm like, guess what? You're in the right car because I've got a pair of scissors.
You're
right
in
here.
The right car.
Do you also need a piece of beach glass? Because I have that as well.
Do you store a lot of your stuff in there as well? So your car's just junky then, right? That's kind of the deal.
Kind of eclectic. Well, this is the thing. All right. Now I'm really oversharing. So when I visit my mom's grave, I leave a rock. I don't take her flowers. I don't do whatever. I tend to leave something that I've found at the beach.
Okay.
Every time I go. So I usually try to keep things in the car so that when I stop by to visit her grave, I have another piece of something to leave her.
Okay.
So like if I go a lot in a week, you'll see all the stones lined up.
Nothing wrong with that. You know, I don't see anything wrong. I mean, I think that's a great idea.
So that's instead of flowers every time or whatever, I just leave something that I've found. And sometimes it is a flower, like a flower that I found. Sometimes it's a rock. Sometimes I've left notes before. I've left pictures.
Okay.
I mean, I just feel like that's my way of communicating with her is like, hey, right, I came and guess what? I found this rock.
Leaving your trash.
Yeah. Hey, here's this empty big gulp. Love you, miss you, mom. She's like, I think that you just couldn't find a trash can. No.
No.
There's three more sips in there. A little something for you up in heaven.
Yeah. All right. So what is the, I mean, I'm, it's Friday. Thank God bless. It's Friday. What is the end of the goodbye to summer drink? What's going on with the goodbye to summer?
Oh, I found this. This is so great. So there's this band. There's this brand called Califia.
I'm not familiar. Okay.
You guys could actually use it because it's gluten-free. It's dairy-free. They have almond milk. They have all sorts of different stuff. And Califia. So I've gotten like around Christmas, they've got almond nog instead of eggnog. It's almond nog.
I've had that before.
Yes. Yeah. So right now they have pina colada mix. It's a dairy-free pina colada and it comes in a jug. And all you have to do is add ice and rum and put it in a blender. And you've got yourself an easy pina colada. It was so good. I had them with my girlfriend the other night.
Okay.
We had pina coladas.
So this is, I don't know if I'm a fan of pina coladas. Is that a coconut based?
Yes.
It is. Okay. Yeah. I'm not sure. I mean, I'll drink anything. We know that. It's not
pina coladas are delicious. They're like total resort drinks. I mean, you know, if you go out, you're getting a pina colada. It's pineapple and coconut. So they've got a bunch of different flavors. They've got like a key lime that you could do. They've got like a strawberry refresher, which is almost like the pink drink that's at Starbucks. And you can add like whatever to them. I mean, so that was the thing. I got this pina colada and I knew I was getting together with my girlfriend. I was like, we're doing boat drinks. This is a kickoff to summer.
Why not?
A goodbye to summer, right? Listen, goodbye summer.
It is really a goodbye to summer.
It feels like it.
I woke up this morning and it was 59 degrees. I mean, it's down to sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
And also, I'm crossing my mind to make chili or something. I guess that goes with football season. Yeah.
The Husker game. Why don't you make chili for the Husker game?
We got the Husker game gone on this week, and I may have to do that actually. But yeah, it's end of summer for sure. It's like Mother Nature knew exactly. She roasted us beyond belief and then flooded us. And then she's just hammering us with colder weather.
I love it. So, I don't consider it a hammer at all. It is welcome. I am so excited that I can wear jeans and a sweatshirt. I saw a bit the other day and they're like, listen, ladies, just admit it. You have a fall body. Summer is not for you. Fall is for you. I was like, this man is a genius. He's like, listen, I get it. Shorts, tank tops. Not everybody has that. But you know what everybody has? You can wear fall clothes. Nobody knows what's underneath that fluffy sweatshirt. I'm like, they don't. Bring it. I hate summer. Summer and all those tight clothes. All that revealing fabric.
You don't reveal anything, though. No. So, you know, which is probably, I'm not going to say that's a good thing. I better be careful.
You're like, careful. But yes, I think I am very excited that I got to like pull out my sweatshirt today. I'm wearing, I'm wearing some cargo pants. I am just fully embracing fall. I had to put on socks.
Oh man.
Yeah.
You just have to cover up like crazy. You know,
I know. I was so excited. Now.
It's time for What the Wylene.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Wylene, what have you done to us?
Oh no.
On account of the fact that you really have a way with reels.
Yeah. All right.
The mayonnaise man lives rent free in my head. It is the stuff of nightmares.
He does.
I never knew that exact. Yes. The other day, I was thinking about something I saw. Why? Oh my God! Why would you put cookies with mayonnaise? Oh my God! Oh my God!
Yeah, yeah, there he is.
What's a competition?
This guy. No. I don't even know what he's saying. Jalameo, Alameo. I don't even know.
Well, you don't know what the other guy's saying either.
love mayo.
Oh, is he saying I love mayo? I don't know. All I know is I got out of the shower yesterday, and due to the fact that it's a little bit cooler, I wanted to make sure I moisturized.
Yeah, so you put a little bit of mayo on
this, and I was like, this looks like I'm rubbing mayonnaise in my skin, which I never thought of before until he showed me these horrible videos.
Oh, my God. It must be a thing. I don't know what is. But there's a new concept, restaurant concept out there that could very well be coming to the United States.
Rating everything I ate at the poop restaurant in Taiwan. Welcome to Modern Toilet, a poop-themed restaurant. You even have poops on the tables, and the seats are toilet seats. It's so funny because your drinks come in different types of urinal. I ordered the urine mango juice, and it truly looked like pee. Mentally, I couldn't drink it out of the container, so I poured it into a glass. And it was actually really good. As a main, I got a toilet hot pot. It's basically a hot pot out of a toilet bowl. It felt very weird, but eventually I got used to it, and I love a good hot pot. Jake got a katsu curry, and he came with those super cute smiley fries and a lot of sides. He was loving it, but why does it look so gross? For dessert, I got a chocolate soft serve. It looked so realistic that it was really hard for me to eat it. I wasn't a big fan, but I think it was because of the visuals.
God. The poop restaurant in Taiwan.
Tip your waiters.
And there's a lot of people there.
I know. Imagine working God. There. Imagine coming home and be like, I got the best new job. I work at a poop restaurant.
Do you think so? I mean, just to be honest, all right, you're in Chicago. I'm here. I know that wouldn't take off here because it just wouldn't take off here.
They would do a pop up. It wouldn't be like it would be like a pop up or something.
Where everybody eats at a poop out of a poop.
Right. Where it's like for a month like they have it. Yeah, exactly. I could see something like that. God, that's terrifying, though.
Isn't it? I mean, that's a concept that works there. I mean, I've never even heard of such a thing.
I don't think anybody should have heard of such a thing. Somebody really? Had to sell that idea to a bank. Someone had to sit across from a money manager and say, I need a loan. I've got a great idea.
That is in Taiwan, so I don't know. Maybe it's just some rich people. I'm looking right now to see if there's anything. There's one in Toronto. It's called Toronto's Poop Cafe. And they have, ready for this, they have toilets for seats.
I mean, that is like the one thing that makes sense. Like, I get that. Out of it.
Yeah.
I get that, but like finding these miniature toilets in which to put hot pots in, that is a bridge too far for me.
Well, you're going there and that's what you're getting.
Specialty sourced. You're like, I don't think they sell those at Restaurant Depot.
Yeah. I'm going to put these videos, at least that video also, on the bigpartyshow.com. It's going to be on their Fun Factory because, and also share it on our Facebook page. But yeah.
By all means.
Make sure I went from laughing to... I mean, here we go again, just real quick.
Rating everything I ate at the poop restaurant in Taiwan. Welcome to Modern Toilet, a poop-themed restaurant. You even have poops on the tables, and the seats are toilet seats. It's so funny because your drinks come in different types of urinal. I ordered the urine mango juice, and it truly looked like pee. Mentally, I couldn't drink it out of the container, so I poured it into a glass. And it was actually really good. As a main, I got a toilet hot pot. It's basically a hot pot out of a toilet bowl. It felt very weird, but eventually I got used to it, and I love a good hot pot. Jake got a katsu curry, and he came with those super cute smiley fries and a lot of sides. He was loving it, but why does it look so gross? For dessert, I got a chocolate soft serve. It looked so realistic that it was really hard for me to eat it. I wasn't a big fan, but I think it was because of the visuals.
Oh, my God. I can listen to her talk all day. Why does it look so gross?
Like, because it's a poop-shaped food in a poop receptacle.
And they are sitting on toilets as well.
You're sitting on a toilet seat.
Yeah, I didn't catch
that.
Really
gets you in the mood.
Yeah, for sure. That's... Wow. I like great ideas like that. I think you're right. It'd have to be a
great idea.
It'd be... Well, I think it's an interesting, fun thing. I mean, you can bring couples together. I mean... Like a perfect date night. Think about that experience. You and Peter went. You'd be telling the kids about it forever and everyone else, too.
I would be telling the kids about the man that took me to that restaurant. That wouldn't be their father. I went on a date once and the guy took me to a poop restaurant, and that guy is not your dad. Not my husband. We never went out again. It was a one time.
Oh God, I think that'd be great. Oh, I think it would be awesome. Horrible. Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what, we've got Employee of the Month coming up, and Wileen seems like she's running hard for it.
She's going to get it. Just stop.
No, don't. Mailman and Mailman 2 might be running too, because they've brought so much joy to everybody.
But those were what the Wileen. She's responsible for Mayo.
Well, Mailman has gotten at least 6 plays on the podcast.
That's thanks to Wileen.
That's content.
That's a What the Wileen creation. Well, brought to you by What the Wileen. There's a Wileen in there somewhere.
Yeah, there is. All right, we got a message from Susie. She's, first of all, loves the podcast. We're getting good love on the podcast. I'm glad everybody's happy about it. You know, there's not a whole lot of great planning involved.
Somewhat.
It's like a weed that you can't kill. It just keeps growing. Okay. It just keeps growing.
Speak for yourself.
All right. The reason for her email is she listens, starts every morning. She's been listening for years. And so now her mornings are back to where they should be. And that's fun. But the reason for her email is that she's sad for Molly in regards to Employee of the Month.
Oh, thank you, Susie.
And first of all, the title of this whole email is called Team Molly.
Thank you.
I think we need to get merch that says Team Molly and Team Party, to be honest.
And then you're going to buy a bunch of them. You're like, yes, handing them out. Look at all these that we sold. They're like, I want to see the credit card on that one.
I never thought of that, but that's a good idea. All right. So she thinks we should have some more merch. By the way, bigpartyshow.com is where our merch is. I want you guys to all check it out. All right. There's definitely something for you there. The t-shirt needs to say victim of workplace harassment.
Oh, yes.
Then Molly can wear that. Yeah. Yes. There you go.
Thank you. Got to get Scott on that. I think he would really.
Who's going to buy that besides you?
You never know.
No one's going to buy that and wear that. No one would wear that. Who's going to wear that? Wear that to work. I dare you.
I was going to say, don't wear that to work. Don't.
Wear Employee of the Month shirt to work.
I like the idea of Team Party and Team Molly
write
shirts.
It down. Didn't even really think about that until just now. We do need some merch coming out. A drop coming soon. So we'll put that.
We could put that on there.
See Team who buys. Molly. See who buys what, and then take a photo with Team Molly or Team Party, and see
the never Employee of the Month, Molly. Or Team Molly.
Someone suggested Employee of the Month runner up. Oh. So it'd be like Employee of the Month with runner up across the bottom.
I like that.
You know,
I like the fact that I would wear that. That would be a good one. Runner up. I don't even know if I'm a runner up. I might come in last. You're like, there were 5 entries.
Yeah.
You were 5th. Out of.
Okay. All right. So what else do we have to BS about? We take your emails. We love your emails.
Well, okay. So you brought up this Taiwan restaurant where it's all poop. I've got something out of Japan that's kind of interesting.
This show is a poop themed podcast.
Today. Brought to you by Big Party. Big poop party. So there is a service in Japan that I was just reading about. It's been around since about 2013.
Okay.
And it's called Ikemoso Danshi.
Okay.
So Ikemoso Danshi. And it stands for, and that translates into handsome weeping boys. Apparently there's a service, it costs like maybe $40, and you can hire a attractive man to comfort you while you cry. Apparently he'll wipe your tears for you. He might even cry along with you. And they have a bunch of different guys. They've got a catalog of guys that you can choose from. They've got like the younger brother type. They've got slim, muscular, neat, and handsome. The handsome swordman. They've got the intelligent, handsome guy.
Oh, this is the menu. Okay.
Yes.
Are they wearing, they're dressed. I mean, it's not something sexual.
No, they're totally dressed. Handsome car driver. Here's one that you might like. A cool guy who can talk to animals.
Okay.
Handsome swimming coach. You could have that guy come over, watch The Notebook with you, and then just like wipe your tears away. The idea is that everybody needs a good cry and that there's nothing wrong with it. So a handsome man who likes to cry will come to either your office or your home and help you cry. They'll watch tear jerking videos together and cry until you feel refreshed.
Oh, maybe are you
saying not that expensive? I mean, for
how much is it? How much?
$40.
$40 for how long? An hour or something?
A session? I mean, I don't know. How long does it take you to cry? I'd cry just for the fact that I needed help. Like, this is so humiliating.
I don't know.
They'll wipe your tears for you.
These are obviously lonely people that are doing this service.
Well, apparently in Japan, it's like a thing. You know, the loneliness. And feeling isolated. And so there's also something where you can do it as an office, like as a group event. So
jeez, really?
Like it's $40 for an individual, but it's like 53 per person if you hire them for an office. So that's the idea. This guy started this company back in 2013. He used to run he used to throw divorce ceremonies for couples. And way he came up with this concept about the crying man was the fact that couples said that the crying that they would do at these ceremonies was the most cathartic thing. And he's like, you know, this is a brilliant idea. Who needs a poop restaurant? Why don't I just hire a guy with a bassoon? Because that's one of the people in the picture. He's holding a bassoon.
What is a bassoon?
It's a like a reed instrument. It's look it up. He's holding a bassoon.
Okay.
And he's like the musical guy that will help dry your tears. They're like, musical guy? And here's this guy like, I'm holding a bassoon.
And this is only in Japan?
Yeah, like Tokyo.
Oh, he's holding of all things a bassoon. Now I know what a bassoon is. You don't see that very often.
No. This is a Japanese musician and handsome guy. And he's holding a bassoon and he's wearing basically what guys wear when they work catering jobs at hotels.
Okay.
Like a white shirt with a black bow tie.
Wow. People are that sad there that they need that attention.
Why are you
taking
this to Heavy Town? This is literally hysterical. There's a guy in a bassoon who's going to show up at your house and wipe your tears away because you can't cry. No, that's hysterical. That is amazing. Okay. I want to hire him just because. No. You're broken.
Money. Yeah. I had to get out of sadness.
That wasn't sad. You're sad.
I think it's interesting that people, I mean, if I'm crying, I don't want anyone hugging me and wiping my tears.
Well, then this is not the service for you.
Okay, but the poop restaurant is. So you do that business and I'll do my business.
Right. We did your business. Now I'm telling you about mine and you're like, I don't want to hear about it. I think it's sad. There's room for both on this show. It's not all poop all the time. Sometimes you can have crying bassoon man come by your house. And you know what? You do cry and you don't cry alone. You've cried in front of the sweet Wylene and she's been the one to have to wipe your tears.
No, come on.
You're like, Rocky is so sad. She's like, this marriage is doomed.
Women like sensitive men.
Who?
The sweet Wylene.
Like, I didn't realize. I thought that that was just a one-time thing, him crying. And then I was like, okay about it that one time. And now he thinks that thinks I like it.
Okay.
He thinks it's okay. I don't know how to tell him. Stop it.
Yeah. All right. So we remember that zoo, the Denmark Zoo.
Yes. They feed your unwanted pets.
They feed your unwanted pets. They want to, you know, to make it, I guess as a zoo, you have to make it somewhat realistic in the tiger or, you know, those carnivores animals mm-hmm. that are captured. And I get it. It makes sense. You don't want to just give them regular canned food, you know? So
yeah, you can.
So there's a story I just read that a lady was talking about how she donated her horse. Right. And it was the horse was going to get put down anyway because it's old and was hurting all the time. So she donated her horse and it went through this whole story of how they she tried to donate another horse, but it was too big to fit in a freezer.
Yeah, you're right. Crying Japanese guys are so depressing. But no, tell us more about the dead horse that will fit in the freezer.
Well, they came out with a tally at the end of what's been donated so far. Would you like to know?
I don't, but I don't think I can get out of this one. Let me tell you more about the bassoon man that will come and wipe your tears. Did I tell you about the sword? The swordsman? There's a swordsman. Yes. Oh, how about the sweet dentist? The sweet dentist will come and wipe your tears and brush your teeth.
Okay. Tickle, tickle.
Yep.
All right. They've so far received a total. By the way, when this all went on social media, everything like that, they were just, you know, ostracized and everything. A total of 22 horses.
Wow.
Yeah. Because what she said is that when the horse wouldn't fit in the freezer, it was just too big or something, the fridge, that she'd rather have them feed other animals than turn them into dog food is what she said. So that horse went to dog food. Sorry. So 22 horses, 137 rabbits. This is what has been donated this year. 53 chickens and 18 guinea pigs. And they are saying cats and dogs are not accepted as donations for the animals.
Way to bury that. Like, by the way, cats and dogs not. People are like, okay, never mind. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
The outrage was just for cats and dogs. Once you hear guinea pigs, you're like, sounds reasonable to me. Where else were they going to go?
Well, sewer? It's funny because remember Oliver Weiling Jungus, he has guinea pigs.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And I shared that story with him. He turned white. He loves guinea pigs. I'll tell you
that
what.
That didn't stop you from sharing it with all of us. You're like, that? I'm going to make a note. I think we should talk about that on the show. I think that'll really upset some people.
So you're updated there. I just want to update you that people.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah. No, I'm glad. The update I'm glad about is that it does not include cats and dogs. That's an important distinction.
Uh-huh.
On account of the fact that if a horse is going to be put down, it seems like that is a good use.
Sorry.
Sorry. No, you're not.
That was an accident, Molly. It really was. That was an accident.
What were you trying to play?
We got to get into the fun factory here.
Well,
soon.
Usually you say something. You're really on a tear today.
Oh, my God.
Fun factory. Let's get to it. And if there's any mayonnaise in this.
There's no mayonnaise. All right. We're going to get to the fun factory. I'll also put it on our website, bigpartyshow.com. All right. This is the first one here. This is attracting the perfect partner.
Hey there, you stinky little sausage. passages. It's me, your two in the pink, one in the stink, love coach, here to drop another shocker of wisdom on you. Some think pickup lines are the best way to attract a lover, but think again, dipshorts. I would suggest you try the OG pickup line, a.k.a. the mating call. Thanks to the mating call, animals have been grinding up on other animals for eons. Here's my three top mating calls that will make you irresistible to whichever gender you prefer. Number one, the gorilla driller. Number two, the turkey gobbler. And last but not least, the Freudian slip. Are you my mommy? Try these at your local water and hole this weekend and get ready for a big fat splitter.
Well, I think I know the new haircut I am going to be taking to Courtney, my stylist. Can I get micro bangs and then even take them up further? I want forehead fringe.
I can't even believe that. The things people do on the internet to try to get hits. And I mean,
right.
Wow.
Well, I'm sure she probably did this and her friends were like, you need to put this online. Yeah. I mean, that is obviously a comedic moment that she's decided to share with the world.
All right. Next one is sealing the deal at the checkout.
I'm at that age now to where if I'm picking up a hottie at the club, it means I'm buying a rotisserie chicken at Costco.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong at all.
At the club. I just picked up a hottie at the club the other day.
Did you really?
Home. Oh, yeah. It was delicious.
I've tried the stuff there, because I have both both, whatever you call it, both memberships, Sam's Club. Uh-huh. And
oh, yeah.
And it's funny because today I had I ran a Sam's Club real quick, mainly because of location. Okay. So I went there and they are adding more, ready for this? I think they're adding more organic. Organic products.
Organic.
That's what I'm talking about. More organic products.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because Costco has tons of organic products, and that's what we primarily do. I don't think Sam's Club customers are used to organic. Because when I went there today,
this is
they have
this party's opinion.
Well, they have
not
this
speak for the whole show because I don't go to I don't belong to Sam's Club. I have no idea. They could be the most. It could be almost like a Whole Foods.
Well, get this. They have this whole cooler section where they keep meat, like chicken and all that stuff, like Costco. Uh-huh. But they dedicate this one giant thing to they have entirely way too much chicken there. Anyway, they have organic chicken, right?
Okay.
I'm like, right on. You guys are stepping towards organic a little bit. That's good. People, there are people that want organic. When I was there today, everything was on sale because I think it's about to expire and no one's buying it.
Really?
Yes. Blown away.
Did you buy a ton of it then?
No, I didn't buy a ton of it because it's still quite pricey. I mean,
well, that's the thing. It's more expensive.
Yeah, it's more expensive. So that's what I'm saying is that's what I'm like. I don't know if Sam's Club people are digging the prices because of the fact. I mean, I do both. I'm both. I should have one shirt that's split in the middle that says Sam's.
Yeah, you can't pick a side.
Samco Club.
Yeah, you just
Samco Club.
You want to be? No, you want to have?
I'm just saying, I spend more money at Costco because of the price, because everything's organic, and I get that. Sam's Club, I don't think since it's so kind of new, I was just blown away by it. I'm like, oh my God, look at all. And then even the guy ran up to it because, they have these orange stickers on when they're like priced down. Okay. Some guy ran up there thinking, oh my God, it's a discount. And he turned right around and left. And I looked at it and I'm like, well, that is kind of pricey still. But that's what you get when you get organic. So good for you. And so I got a piece of pizza, right?
All of this to say,
now I want to know,
organic?
No, they don't have much, Molly, but all I want to know is, and also what they did, by the way, they got rid of the check, before you would buy and pay. Now you got to pay on the app, and they got rid of the cash register there. Now you just pay on the app, and then you walk up there, and they give them a number, just like they do at Costco. similar to that, but it's on their app. So again, I think they're stealing the idea from Costco, right?
I don't have anything. Costco has registers. I don't have anything with the app.
Well, then I'm saying, I mean, they have the registers that you check in and buy your thing, and then they call your number.
What number? Oh, okay. You're talking about the food court. I have not used the food court.
All right. Sam's Club you had to stand in line forever if you wanted anything. But then they got smart and said, you know, why don't we just put it on the app? You got to buy it on the app, and then you just show us a number, then we'll give you your food. What am I talking about?
I don't know. Can we get back to Fun Factory? Because this is not fun.
Food is fun. All right, we have another pro-marriage tip.
Oh!
Guys, after 30 years of marriage, I think I finally cracked the code. It's all psychological. One's a psycho, and the other's logical. And you just have to remember
that. Who's the psycho, Chad? Who's the psycho?
Fear.
Nobody, dear.
Never saw that guy again. She's walking up on him.
Last word spoken. Yeah. Last time anybody saw Chad.
Yeah. All right. Would you date him?
Hi, my name's Bill. I'm 33. I like curvy girls. I have a dog. Her name is Precious. She's my world. My hobbies include midnight strolls, collecting insects, kind of nerdy, I know, but it's what I'm into, or making my own clothing and dancing when nobody's looking. Dry skin is a deal breaker. Hell, Love Bath and Body works for the sole reason that their lotion comes in a basket. And finally, I date me.
It's one way to reel them in, Buffalo Bill.
Yes, I know.
God. That, I mean, think about it. In modern times, you wonder how many people are like, you know, I could probably get the exact type of person that I want to kill.
Yeah.
If I go on this site and like just hone it in.
Yes, exactly.
Like, I like fluffier ladies. These ladies are like, this is so wild. I met this guy and he was asking me, he's like, how big are you? And I thought that was going to be a deal breaker. And instead he was intrigued.
He just doesn't like dry skin. So he keeps the
lotion. I had crackly skin and he freaked out and left with his dog. Precious.
All right, and we're going to leave you with motivation. We started started the podcast with demotivation for the people who hate motivation. And we got to be even with everybody. We can't just serve one. We serve them all. Here's your motivate to end and kick it into the weekend right here.
Don't let anybody treat you like regular glue because you're glitter glue. You sparkle. You shine. Get it, girl. Get it, friend.
That girl's adorable.
There you go.
I like that for going into the weekend.
There you go.
I'm gonna be glitter glue this weekend.
Be glitter glue. Do the best you can at being glitter glue. All right, so don't forget, next week we have tickets to Whiskey Fest. All right, we're gonna talk
VIP
to Zach.
Passes, which is amazing.
Yeah, and we'll talk to Zach next week too. Zach from Brickway and Lucky Bucket. We got no dumb questions. And
yeah,
it is motivation. It is Motivational Monday, so if you can send us your questions, like you guys have been doing, it'd be awesome. You can do that at bpscrasher@gmail.com. Or you can, of course, text us at 402-915-0962. And sometime we're going to have our first big party show, Barty Crasher newsletter type deal.
Yes.
I don't want to call it a newsletter. We should call it something else. I think newsletter sounds too newsy. I just don't like that.
I know. I thought the same thing. I'm going to try and come up with something that's not newsletter, but is newsletter. Like,
yeah.
Because it's not going to be just your typical newsletter.
No.
We're going to have some fun stuff in there.
Sure, sure.
You're not going to want to miss.
And if you want to get them, you can just go to bigpartyshow.com and you can become a party crasher and we'll keep you all updated. Excuse me, on all of that.
Mouth burp. Oh, well, sweet boy.
What?
Get your Friday started early.
Well, I'm not going
to
leave.
Just remember
this.
Your wife is still at work. Try to keep it on the rails so you're not completely sideways by the time she comes home.
Oh, absolutely. All right. So I do want to leave with one more thing. It's the word of the day. Since we have a few days until Monday, you can utilize this through the weekend. Okay. All right.
It's your favorite time of the day. Time for another poop word of the day. Today, instead of saying you're going to go take a poop, just say you're going to go brine a sewer pickle.
We need to talk about this a little bit more. This was entirely too poop heavy today. You need some accountability. I think we need to have a screening process. We need to review some of this content.
It's the poop podcast. It's okay. That's one thing that we all have in common.
We don't want to talk about it. We don't have that in common.
Okay. We're out of here. Woo! We'll see ya. Thanks for the support. Make sure you tell everybody and keep this thing going. We really love you guys. And if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be around.
Thank you.
Have a good rest of your weekend and do yourself good.